Hi, my name is Nicholas and you with TechEd Online. Today we're going to be interviewing Zlatan Djinic about the power of SharePoint. Zlatan, I know a lot of people know about SharePoint. There's several versions of it. We don't always know what the one version does over the other. Do you mind just giving us a quick introduction about what SharePoint is now and what can it do and where is it going?
Okay, what SharePoint has started off traditionally with Microsoft, it started off as a web content management tool,
yeah.
Where it was primarily used as a portal and quickly spread out throughout all organizations as the most favored, basically, portal to be used for internet sites. What it has grown into and elevated to with SharePoint 2007, in fact, platform is enterprise content management platform, where it actually allows you to create business intelligence solutions. It allows you to create collaboration, document management, records management, archiving. In fact, it allows you to have all processes automated and powered by this particular application. And in that way, it offers an end-to-end solution for a business that would use it, whether that be a small to medium enterprise or a large enterprise.
Wow. So I've heard a lot about SharePoint and search and, like you said, content management in the center of the universe. Tell me about search and the different versions of search in SharePoint.
Okay, what you have now, you have enterprise search that actually comes with SharePoint. It comes with SharePoint SharePoint Standard Edition and Enterprise Edition. It supports basically federated search as well as bunch of connectors made either by Microsoft themselves or by Microsoft partners. You also have a Search Server 2008, which is in fact pretty much the same as Enterprise Search that is featured in SharePoint. It's just that it's a standalone installation of it, and it's much easier to scale for an organization that purely has a need for enterprise search, you know. And on the other hand, you also have a free version of it, which is SharePoint Server 2008 Express, which is exactly the same. It's just that it doesn't scale, you know, when it comes to running it on multiple servers. So it's being a free version, it's still quite a good deal, you know. So what it involves here is that first thing that you need within an organization is to identify and look for information that you need. You need something that is going to manage your content, which is SharePoint. And that content can be anything. It can be movies. It can be meetings. It can be, obviously, all kinds of documents. With introduction of the DoD add-on pack, we now have official support for proper archiving and records management, which in fact ensures that we can use this particular documentation as legal documents.
Wow.
In every sense of word, you know, and we can adhere and create policies that the company already employs on a manual level. And in that way, once again, we having a span of these things and managing everything between document management, records management, information management policies, you know, we need to be able to find that information and find it quite fast. So two ways to do that is to create a proper taxonomy within SharePoint itself, within your SharePoint installation, which in fact reflects how you store media in your organization.
Like so your movies.
Exactly. Well, not just the movies, you know, there's also policy documents, there's legal documents, there's project documentation, you know, there's all kinds of things. And you as a person, as an individual that works in an organization, needs to be able to access what he wants, when he wants, or she, at their leisure in the fastest way. So the interface needs to be intuitive, and the structure that is in fact the taxonomy, you know, needs to be like that, and it needs to also reflect the organogram of the company in a way, and how it works together with securities. Obviously, other way is the enterprise search. Now, enterprise search, you know, it features things like changing weightings of certain properties when you're searching for certain documents or media that you require. Okay, it has authoritative pages, meaning that you can promote the mode sections of SharePoint and other sites. And to add to that, in fact, Enterprise Search does not only search SharePoint, it in fact searches your file shares and searches other line of business systems like SAP, Siebel, and onwards. Like I said, there are connectors that are being created.
Yeah.
It also supports other functionality that I mentioned earlier, which is federated search, which allows you to use, in fact, search capabilities of other systems as well, and in a distributed environment, distributed over all of the loosely coupled implementations of SharePoint, and allow you complete overview of your organization, whether that organization be local to one city or whether it be international and going, you know, from national onto international and global.
So are you saying that I've got all these different data sources out there and I've got different bits of SharePoint that are searching them and indexing? Some of them might be search servers, some of them might be SharePoint services. Are you saying that I can put another instance of SharePoint in the middle of all of that to create search across search? Am I hearing you correctly?
That's right. In fact, what you can do is that you can build up a search where the search actually goes across different. This is, in fact, the theory of federated search, is that then search is supported by all the instances that in fact support enterprise search across your organization. Again, whether it be geographically dispersed, organizational, or centralized.
Yeah. So tell me about email. SharePoint. I've heard you say I can search databases, SQL, but honestly, I can hardly find anything. And I can't find anything for the mail across my teams, public folders. Can I plug SharePoint into that?
Yes, of course you can. In fact, SharePoint features integration together with Exchange 2007. You can actually publish within Exchange SharePoint sites, which means parts of SharePoint taxonomy as public folders where emails can be stored. Okay, you can also archive all your emails within SharePoint's records management functionality and apply information management policies that will govern what happens to that email. So it will keep, you know, much like archiving solutions today, it will keep your most relevant email up to date, and then it will archive, I don't know, the email that is 6 months old and onwards, depending on your company policies, on the volume of data that is getting in there, and so on and so forth. And it will treat that email as a record, meaning that it will be treated, you know, within our EACT, government EACT. It can be treated, in fact, as a proper record that can be used, you know, in legal cases, even as a legal document, as a proof that something has happened, or something, you know, a contract has been entered to, and so on and so forth.
Well, last question I'd like to ask you quickly is, staying with mail and public folders, I've got a lot of documents in my public folders. My public folders have been mismanaged, but we use them all the time. We want to take our searchable, sensitive documentation content, perhaps. We might have other attachments which don't have searchable data, like movies and movie clips, that I need to associate metadata to. So is it very hard for me to create a process that can take public folders with searchable and non-searchable content and migrate that easily into SharePoint in a way that it can be seen and searched and bring back a pleasing result?
Yes, of course. If you're talking about specifically about emails as they're coming through, there is an actual integration, like I mentioned earlier, you know, between Exchange, in fact, and SharePoint 2007. SharePoint, being an enterprise content management platform, features very easy categorization of data, as well as elaborate metadata, as you know, together, like I said, with search capability that uses things like weighting properties and promoting, demoting sites, using best functionality, where in fact you will always only look for the most relevant data. To give you an example, if you're looking for, let's say, archived emails or archived documents that you know that pertain to the HR department, surely you want to be able to configure for your enterprise search and within your enterprise content management system that if you say, let's say, HR in, as a first term in your search, you know, it will first focus on the authoritative page that promotes the HR within the taxonomy, and then it will use the rest of the search terms to better identify the document or the archived item that you're looking for, or record, as they call it. And that's besides the actual taxonomy where once archived, you can implement workflow processes that then fit these documents, or emails or records within appropriate places in their taxonomy.
Sounds amazing. Zlatan, thank you so much for your time. Thanks for coming to Take It Online.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.